The Word and the Spirit. 4 years before sailing for Europe, J. N. Andrews wrote in the Review and Herald an article titled Our Use of the Visions of Sister White. He made clear that the work of the Holy Spirit did not cease with the writing of the last book of the Bible, and that the ministry of prophets was not intended to end with Bible times. He also made the point that since the Holy Scriptures describe the Holy Spirit's work in bestowing spiritual gifts upon believers until the end of time, see and, that these texts are a part of Scripture and cannot be ignored by those who oppose the visions of Ellen White. He wrote, "While we do heartily accept the Scriptures as teaching man's whole duty toward God, we do not deny the Holy Spirit that place in the Church which the Scriptures assign to it. Thus, and, which define the gifts of the Spirit of God, cannot really form a part of the rule of life of those who affirm that the Scriptures are so efficient in themselves that the gifts of the Spirit are unnecessary. The object of spiritual gifts is to maintain the living work of God in the Church. They enable the Spirit of God to speak in the correction of wrongs, and in the exposure of iniquity. They are the means whereby God teaches His people when they are in danger of taking wrong steps. They are the means by which the Spirit of God sheds light upon church difficulties, when otherwise their adjustment would be impossible. They also constitute the means whereby God preserves His people from confusion by pointing out errors, by correcting false interpretations of the Scriptures, and causing light to shine out upon that which is in danger of being wrongly understood, and therefore of being the cause of evil and division to the people of God. In short, their work is to unite the people of God in the same mind and in the same judgment upon the meaning of the Scriptures. In the reception of members into our churches, we desire on this subject to know two things: 1. That they believe the Bible doctrine of spiritual gifts; 2. That they will candidly acquaint themselves with the visions of Senior White, which have ever held so prominent place in this work. We believe that every person standing thus and carrying out this purpose will be guided in the way of truth and righteousness. And those who occupy this ground are never denied all the time they desire to decide in this matter. The Review and Herald, February 15, 18. In the light of Andrew's observations, it is easier to see why Seventh-day Adventists regard Mrs. White's writings as an exaltation and definition of the Bible text, but not an addition to or a contradiction of Bible teaching. Mrs. White's inspiration must not be confused with the illumination of the Bible text available to all thinking, praying Christians. See. Inspiration by the Holy Spirit embodies the reception and conveyance of truth, while the illumination suggests an influencing of attitudes and spiritual perception. Ellen White's evangelistic messages at NEEM encouraged implicit obedience to the Word of the Lord and to the law of God, much as the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus, encouraged the servants at the marriage feast in Cana to obey the instructions of Christ: "Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Do whatever He tells you." The preaching of Ellen White led people into an experience in repentance and the saving grace of Christ after the Bible pattern.